If you've ever wondered, wow, I hope that somebody one day will create a podcast where they talk about marketing while they cook an egg sandwich, well, that's this. I don't think the sound of the pan will be distracting on this audio version. I actually think it might be soothing. Just hearing the sizzle, you know what I'm saying? So this is a little bit different than our normal content. And, in the vein of just trying new things, here we go with cooking and content. The video version is on YouTube if you want to see the final product. Appreciate you tuning in. Follow, sub, all that good stuff. Let's get to it. Everybody likes to demonize agencies. And I do get it. There's a lot of agencies out there that are just trying to steal your money, right? And maybe they're not trying to steal it, but they're trying to get it. And they're trying to get it on a retainer, right? And in that case, they can just keep telling you, hey, just wait a little bit longer. And if you just wait a little bit longer, you'll get the results that we provided. And then 6 months later, you're like, hey, where's the results? And they're like, wait a little longer. And then it's this game of wait a little bit longer, and then you'll get the results. And that's really what people are demonizing. And sure, like, there are also agencies who really don't get you. There are agencies who can't create content for you because they're just not skilled enough. But let's look at a positive here, right? Well, let's look at agencies. The good thing about an agency is you're getting multiple people, right? So you may be getting, if you work with an agency, a team of 3, 5, even 8 people, right? For you to employ that many people, for you to acquire the sheer talent that it took that agency to acquire over that 5 to 10 year period, it would not only cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, it would cost you tens of thousands of hours in time, recruiting, all of that, right? So to get an equivalent, you would almost not even be able to achieve that level, right? For that price point, because what an agency is telling you is, they're saying, hey, we have these experts, right? We have these specialists. You don't have to hire them. We're going to hire them, vet them, train them, you know, get them up to speed. We're going to train them on your business specifically and your goals and what you're trying to achieve, right? And so you can't do that, right? You could do that, right? You could have an army of, you know, virtual assistants or, you know, more lower level, quote unquote, lower experience level folks that you then train up over time. But that's a long-term strategy that has to reflect your long-term goals, right? Here's another aspect of agencies that I think is overlooked is, okay, imagine this. There's a pandemic, something shifts in your industry, there's new government regulation and finance. This happens all the time. You're running ads in the end and Google changes their algorithm, okay? So that happens, right? Imagine this. You've hired 3 specialists in this certain area, right? You've not only spent money on ZipRecruiter, and even you may have hired a recruiter, which has literally cost 20 grand on the cheap side just to place them, right? So you've spent maybe $100,000 to acquire these 3 people, train them, get them going. And guess what? The P&L isn't looking great. Or the board says, hey, what's going on in this department here? We got to cut some spending. Is it easier to fire an agency or to fire employees? I think we both know the answer. Now, that is a doom and gloom way of looking at this, and I totally understand. But I also deal in reality. And reality hits you with things that you don't expect. And so there are simply pros and cons to working with agencies. And I've been quite general in this whole thing, but what we're really talking about here, what I have a little bit more experience in, is content, hiring agencies to run your content. And the alternative is hiring in-house, obviously, and I totally get the benefits of that. Listen, we do both. I've hired agencies to do things for us, and I've hired in-house. I've done both. It seems to me to be an and, not an or. So the things that are not true are all agencies are bad. Agencies don't understand you. Agencies can't run your content. Agencies are evil, right? This is not true. But on the other hand, though, yes, there are agencies that suck. Now, the reason why you've hired bad agencies in the past is most likely not because of some kind of deception or some spell that this agency put you under to make you think that the results that you're going to get are the results you're going to get, right? It's most likely not because you've been conned or duped. It's most likely because, number one, you don't have a process for vetting. Number two, you're doing the vetting and you're not an expert in procurement. And number three, there's probably multiple red flags that either somebody saw or you saw. Now, if none of that happened, right? If there were no red flags and and literally the company, everything was good. They had all 5-star reviews. All of their clients were happy. And then you were the one client that they just couldn't push through the finish line. Okay. I mean, I guess I could see that happening, but I just don't think that really happens. I think it's a misalignment of goals and expectations. I think agencies try to overpromise, and I think you're asking for a lot. And I think you're asking for a lot in a small amount of time, and an agency feels pressured by that. And it's just, I get it, right? Like, there's not a clear, defined answer here in terms of, okay, then what do I do, right? And so let's talk about that. Then what do you do? Well, if you are a business making, say, generating 20, 30, up to 50,000 a month, maybe pushing 100,000 a month, I look at that as a very risky business. Meaning if you lose 2 or 3 clients, I mean, imagine you lose half the clients, right? You're probably going to have to let some people go. And again, doom and gloom. But it's not even that. It's also the fact that this business is not, it's still trying to find its way, right? So if that's the case, I think the agency model makes so much more sense. Hear me out on this too, right? You are doing, you know, 20 to 50,000 a month. You have two options. You hire a done with you agency, which we can talk about the pros and cons of that, right? That agency is going to come in and train those people that you have. Boom, best of both worlds. Hire one CMO, but not really. It's really just there's no CMO. Unless you have like 7, 8, 9 figures, like you don't really have a it's not a CMO. It's just a person who says there's a CMO. Actually, eliminate the CMO. You're going to pay them too much anyway. Marketing manager, right? Have that marketing manager be on the hook for results. So they're not making posts. They need to bring in leads, okay? And then you have a salesperson, right? So you have the VP of marketing / marketing manager. Then you have a salesperson, maybe a few. And then you have a team below, a content team, right? So you as the founder or the marketer is going to be the subject matter expert, or if you're not, then that's okay. Whoever in the business who knows their shit, who can talk about it without getting nervous, without getting flustered, without saying and can literally look at the camera, whoever can do that, get them being the face, right? That's all they're going to do. They're going to be the face. They're going to interact, right? Then we're going to have that content team come in, and they're going to be post-producing. So your audio editors are editing audio. Your video editors are editing video. Your graphic designers are doing graphics, right? Great. But guess what? Where's the expert here? The manager is there to manage. The manager is not there to guarantee the results, right? Even though that's what you want them to do. Even though that's what I said I want them to do. So you bring in an outside vendor to audit the entire process. When we come into businesses, oftentimes we're saying, why is this $1,500 being spent here on this marketing? We should move that over here, right? Let's move it to the podcast, or let's move, why are we doing why are we doing 25 channels? Let's just do the one that's working, right? That self-awareness does not happen typically internally. Also, it does not happen. It does not come from people who are getting a salary from you. Because they need solutions. They need to bring you solutions, not problems, right? They need to tell you the next platform that you're on, not to go less platforms. But us as an outside agency or any outside agency can look at it objectively, right? And that's another massive benefit of an outside agency. Now, that's one way to do it. That it would be the done with you portion. That would mean, hey, we have these people. We're going to essentially hire somebody to train them. Great. That works great. Okay. So then we have done for you. This is where people get This is where people have a problem. It's done for you content creation for your business, meaning you're bringing in an agency who's going to do everything. And you're saying, yeah, but they don't understand our business. Nobody understands your business, Jeff. Nobody does, dude. You're the only one and you barely understand it. So don't, a company, a done-for-you content company is not supposed to understand your business the same way that you understand it, right? Their job is to literally eliminate focusing on the 90% of stuff that doesn't work and focus in on the 10% that does, right? So that's what a done-for-you content agency should do. If they're telling you, oh, well, you know, I think we need to be on more platforms. Yeah, but LinkedIn's working really great right now. Well, you know, I think we should add another. If they're not looking to increase efficiency and they're just looking to add more work for themselves, so then they can tell you it's going to take 3 to 6 months to work, that's a no-no, right? But what a successful agency is going to do is, especially if they're doing done for you, meaning you may be the subject matter expert, you may be the face, but they're going to handle everything else, then they have to intimately know you, your business, your customer, your prospect, but also where you want to go. And that's all influenced by the strategy, right? So a lot of times when we have these conversations, we think, we ask this question of who should be on the hook for the strategy? Is it the business owner? Is it the CMO? Is it the VP? Is it the marketer? Is it the board? Who's on the hook for this strategy? And it doesn't matter. All you have to do is pick somebody. If we come into a company and the company says, we want you to be on the hook for the strategy. The strategy lives and dies by you. Sounds good. It's what we specialize in. That's what we do. If the company comes to us and says, hey, we don't want you guys messing with this strategy. We're doing the strategy. You do what we tell you to do. We did the strategy. We know it's going to work. You just fit into it. Perfect. Sounds good. Then we don't have to worry about that. But that's what you want a done-for-you company to do. You want them to understand you and your business. You want them to sit quietly and listen to you ramble. And then guess what? They're going to take your crazy ramblings because you're a crazy business owner, because that's why you're successful. And they're going to take that. And in our case, we have a 100-point checklist, right, for podcasting and content. That literally tells us, on top of the a Loom video or maybe a call that we'll do, it literally shows us what we have to prioritize, right? So if you're done for you content agency, is not looking at it with in terms of the mindset of your goals down the line, then they may be one of those agencies that is, you know, just fishing for the retainer. And so a couple of things as we kind of wrap this conversation up, and I'm almost done. I just got to put the cheese on. I'll make sure to show you guys the finished product here. Is you need to vet these agencies, okay? And we do client interviews so you can listen to our clients talk. It's very easy. I love how I'm giving this advice with this cheese. Normally I use one piece, but we're feeling very sodium heavy today. What was I saying? But how to vet the agency. So we do client interviews. You can listen to our clients talk for an hour on a podcast, right? What companies do that? You can't, you can fake a 2-minute testimonial. We've seen thousands of them, right? Dan was the best and, you know, whatever. That's great. That works. That's good. But we have the client interviews, right? So, but what I'm getting at here is, I would not take anything I say, right? You don't have to take anything I say as reality. Go ahead and talk to the customers. Like, I can give you phone numbers, emails, not physical addresses, but ways to contact my customers. And guess what? They'll answer the phone. They'll be like, well, maybe they won't because they're busy, but eventually one of them will, or they'll get back to you. This is because we are confident in the work that we do. And we also have the results we say we have, right? So on top of having the results they say they have, and then vetting by customers, you also want to look peripherally. You want to look through all of their content. You want to find, the more you do here, the better this is going to work out for you. This is why procurement is an entire department. This is why companies spend billions of dollars on it, right? So you need to create your own mini procurement department and process for hiring outside vendors, freelancers, and agencies. And there's a lot of signals that you can look for. But I hate to be that guy that's putting it back on you and saying, well, agencies suck. And then I'm like, yeah, but you suck at hiring agencies. And then you're like, well, shit, I didn't want to suck. And I'm like, yeah, I know, nobody does. But, you know, I hate to do that, but it really is like, unfortunately, you have to find that right agency for you. And I would say if you haven't found them, you haven't found the fit. You know, for us, we have this really narrow targeting where it's the mix between LinkedIn and podcasting. We're the only podcast company that understands LinkedIn. We're the only LinkedIn company that understands podcasting. That's why people come to us. So whatever those factors and variables are that you need from your vendor, that's what you need. It needs to be, sure, you may not find the 100% perfect fit, but you need the obvious fit, right? And there's something that I'll leave you on, which is whether we know it or not, every vendor, everybody we want to hire or work with, no matter for what reason, there's always what is called the advantaged player, right? So this is a person that has the upper hand. This is somebody who you want to hire, but hey, but I have to get a couple more quotes, right? So don't just take that at face value. Really figure out, am I hiring this person just because I really like them or because they made really nice videos or maybe really great content? Or is this actually the vendor for me? So don't stop once you find the fit. Verify that fit as well. And with that being said, thank you for tuning in to Cooking and Content. Today we made a pork roll, egg and cheese that I'm about to turn into a sandwich. I'll be right back. There you go. Got it. All right. I'm going to put this together now. Pork roll, egg, and cheese. But yeah, so vet your agencies properly, and that's kind of on you. And if it's on them, then it is on them because there's a lot of agencies that suck. But, you know, think about what's my vetting process here? Go into GPT. Ask ChatGPT to act as a procurement specialist. And, you know, have them create some kind of, have the AI create some kind of checklist. Go through that checklist, make sure they have everything that you want and need. And then, voila, you have a perfect sandwich. See you on the next one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.